I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom.
What is up, Wisconsin? I hope it is as bright and sunny where you are as it is here in southeastern Wisconsin. Welcome, one and all. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lots happening in the last couple of, I don't know, days. I don't even want to say days. 24 hours, 18 hours, especially on the legal front. For the last couple of shows, I have focused on Donald Trump's terror of tariff taxes on the middle class as the economy continues to slide, as increasing numbers of Republicans, especially in the Senate, start to break ranks. It looks like the markets are going to close down yet again today, though not by a huge margin. But make no mistake, we are now down on nearly every index since Donald Trump's inauguration, in the ballpark of 10%, some down more than 10%, some just approaching 10%. And again, prices expected to continue to rise, tariffs having an inflationary impact, prices going up on virtually every single commodity, every single thing that you buy in a grocery store, in a department store, in Walmart, wherever you may shop, things will be more expensive because of Donald Trump, make no mistake. And I just want to give you the total all-in number in China. Donald Trump threatening to slap China with an additional 50% tariff. That is on top of tariffs that Donald Trump put in place back in his first term on a limited set of Chinese goods. People keep talking about, oh, the tariffs from Donald Trump's first term, they're doing it again. No, these are totally different. Tariffs in Donald Trump's first term also cost American consumers billions, required a giveaway of billions and billions of dollars to help shore up essential industries like agriculture and farmers. But those were much more targeted. These tariffs are different. They are across-the-board tariffs. They will cost Americans billions, if not trillions of dollars. And again, it's not going to be costing billionaires more because they've bought all the stuff they need. And whether or not, you know, a pair of shoes costs $300 or $500 doesn't make any difference to them. It will cost you more. And not just a little more, a lot more. Here is the total tariff load if Donald Trump goes through with this additional 50% Chinese tariff threat. You ready for the total number? People keep saying 104%. That does not include the tariffs Donald Trump put on certain Chinese goods back in his first term. The total all-in number for most Chinese goods that you consume will be nearly a 125% tariff on Chinese goods. That means everything is more than double what you would have otherwise paid. So when it feels like you have less money in your pocket, this is Donald Trump's economy. That is who you have to thank. Again, you're seeing Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Chuck Grassley, lots of senators trying to create some daylight here. Let's see what comes next. But today, I need to focus on some of the legal decisions and developments in the legal landscape that have gone down. We're also going to have a couple of special guests. We got Dan Schaefer for the State Slate joining me at 2:30. We're going to talk about what the tanking economy, what the terror of Donald Trump's tariff taxes on the middle class mean for the Wisconsin political environment, especially given the April 1st election. And at 2:50, we'll be joined by Jeremy Janine from Urban Milwaukee for a little segment we like to call Milwaukee as a microcosm for the state, because as goes Milwaukee, so goes the state. But let's start also more close to home. I'm not going to go to the national legal stuff yet, but don't worry, I will be breaking down these two monumental decisions from the Supreme Court that occurred yesterday late. They're related. That's about the return of the Maryland man who was illegally deported. The administration admits it was a mistake, as well as the related case where the president has used the Alien Enemies Act to deport people without any due process. So we're going to talk about both of those cases. I got to save those. Got to save those because they're a little complicated. Got to explain all that for you. If you're just joining us for maybe the first few times, I am your lady lawyer and economist here on the air. Also, you know, a has-been athlete and all those things, too. We talk about all kinds of stuff here. We are going to get, again, into the detail of those legal decisions a little bit later in the show. But I wanted to start with the absolute embarrassment, the stain on Wisconsin's both legal and political history, legacy, that is former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. Mr. Gableman has been subject to not one, but two substantive ethics complaints. The first ethics complaint, I'm going to get to the ruling that is going to disbar him for about 3 years. The first ethics complaint came because he approved an ad attacking then Supreme Court Justice Louis Butler. Back in 2008, Gableman ended up winning that election, took a seat on the Supreme Court, spent a 10-year term on the Supreme Court. He basically put together some true statements in that prior ad that gave a false impression. That was the basis of that first ethics complaint. This ethics complaint, and I should say complaints, because there were a number of ethics complaints filed against him, including one by the group Law Forward, whose executive director, Jeff Mandel, will hopefully join us this week to talk a little bit more about this. But this ethics complaint that has resulted in the 3-year revocation of Mr. Gableman's law license was related to his conduct of this sham, never turned up a damn thing, Robin Voss $2.3 million boondoggle that robbed taxpayers and residents and citizens of the state of not just millions of dollars, but gave a false impression to voters that there was something to fear about our election machinery here in the state of Wisconsin. Voss picked him. Voss knew that Gableman was not a smart guy. Everybody in the state knows that. Every lawyer I've ever talked to that will tell the truth about Mike Gableman says the guy's a dummy. That he had anger problems, that he was an unreliable actor and a hyper-partisan who knew nothing about conducting investigations, let alone election law. And yet Robin Voss picked him. And lest we forget, since Robin Voss had eventually disclaimed anything to do with Michael Gableman, tried to create a lot of distance, Robin Voss announced his selection of Mike Gableman to run that election investigation following 2020 at the state Republican convention. This was always a partisan hatchet job. Again, that sham taxpayer fraud to the tune of some $2.3 million turned up nothing, not a whit, and has now resulted in Michael Gableman's law license being revoked for 3 years. Do you think this is enough of a penalty? It's effectively a plea bargain between the Office of Lawyer Regulation and Gableman. He's not going to fight the charges. He's going to take the 3-year rip of his license. Do you think this is enough of a penalty? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you are a conservative, I want to hear from you, because Mr. Gableman admits the charges. He says in this plea deal with the Office of Lawyer Regulation, he agrees to have his license revoked for 3 years. And in that agreement, he states, I cannot defend myself from these charges. And let's be clear about what these charges include. He lied, filed false court statements and petitions. He made false statements too. In other words, lied and withheld information from a state assembly committee. He engaged in disruptive behavior in court, which is a very mild way to put it, I would say. Made false statements about the integrity of a judge. Made false, derogatory, and demeaning public statements about lawyers that were litigating against him. He violated repeatedly the state's open records law, except his role in the probe, this election investigation, without disclosing his conflicts of interest, of which there were many, which, again, Voss knew about. And he abandoned his duty to his former clients by publicly promoting efforts to recall Robin Voss, who, again, appointed him and gave him, I forget what Gableman got paid. It was like $120,000 a year. This, how about this job? I want a job where I can walk in to the job interview and say this, which is what Gableman said at the time of his appointment about his knowledge of elections in the state of Wisconsin. I want this job where I get six figures plus, when the subject of my job I don't know anything about. This is Gableman. October 6, 2021, said this, quote, "Most people, myself included, do not have a comprehensive understanding or even any understanding of how elections work." What? Please, y'all, you gotta tell me, what, on what planet does anybody but an old white guy get a job, the subject matter of which they, by their own admission, know nothing about? I should say a Republican guy going through a political hatchet job. I mean, really. I know nothing. I have no understanding of how elections work. Guess what? That's our guy. Let's get that guy. Announced at the state Republican convention, this had no legitimate good faith purpose, cost you Wisconsin taxpayers $2.3 million. Is this a severe enough penalty? Remember what was at stake here. Conflicts of interest. A man who is known to be a crappy lawyer, a worse judge, a profligate liar, and a bully with no temper, nakedly partisan, to the tune of $2.3 million. I'm going to call it a fraud on Wisconsin taxpayers. And oh yeah, what was the subject of this investigation? The very heart of our democracy. 3 years? Is that really enough? We'll hear what Robin Voss had to say about it and what you have to say about it. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Women, conservatives, and first-time callers, you go to the front of the queue, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, I'ma keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.